greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Several months ago, I discussed with you the possibility here in these programs that Israel might attack Iran, and that it would do so after the election, but before the inauguration of the next U.S.-American president. The reason was that you couldn't have two presidents at the same time, and the new president-elect wouldn't take a position while the current president would still be in power, although he would be a lame duck. And in addition, we knew that there would be elections in Israel in February, and unless something dramatic would happen, the present government would not be re-elected, and Mr. Netanyahu would be elected instead. And so what we have seen now this last week is that Israel did attack Iran. Well, before you disagree, let me read to you how Israel did it. And let me read to you from papers published in Israel. Here's an article by the Jerusalem Post, dated December 29, talking about Hamas and saying that much of its imported weaponry and the expertise with which it now produces and refines its own rockets have been provided by Iran. Dozens of its commanders have been trained in Iran in recent years, coming home and disseminating that education as Hamas has built an army in Gaza. And increasingly, too, Hamas has come to act in the service of Iran's aims. Iran is inspiring, funding, arming, and training Hamas. Iran is avowedly committed to Israel's destruction and regards Hamas as a tool toward this goal. And Iran did get involved in its reaction to Israel's attack. Here's an article from the Jewish paper Haaretz.com, which stated on December 28 that Iran's supreme leader issued a religious decree to Muslims around the world, ordering them to defend Palestinians against Israel's attacks on Gaza, and that whoever is killed in this legitimate defense is considered a martyr. Then also notice this article, which was published by the Jerusalem Post on December 25. Both Iran and its Hamas proxy in Gaza have been busy this Christmas week showing Christendom just what they think of it, but no one seems to have noticed. On Tuesday, Hamas legislatures enacted and legalized crucifixion. And it goes on to say that Hamas joyously renewed its jihad against Jews and Christians. The reason that the West remains ignorant of the views and goals of the likes of Hamas and Iran is not that the latter have hidden their views and goals. It is because the leading political leaders and foreign policy practitioners in the West refuse to listen to them and deny the significance of their actions. And as a consequence, Israel did move. Of course, the more Israel moves, the more they attack Gaza and Hamas in Gaza, the greater the response and more dangerous the response of Hamas has become. And here is an article which was published today on January 2 by The Times. It says there were growing fears in Israel last night that Hamas missiles could threaten its top-secret nuclear facility at Dimona. Rocket attacks from Gaza have forced Israelis to flee in ever greater numbers, and military chiefs have been shaken by the size and sophistication of the militant group's arsenal. Dimona houses Israel's only nuclear reactor and is believed to be where nuclear warheads are stored. Israel's worst nightmare is that soon all its cities will be within range either of the Hezbollah, a raid on the Lebanese border to the north, or the increasingly sophisticated missiles stockpiled by Hamas to the south. Both groups have links to Israel's arch enemy, Iran. And of course, that's mildly put. Hezbollah is clearly Iran's unofficial army, and Hamas has become Iran's unofficial army as well. And so Israel's attack on Hamas was actually an attack on Iran. And that's how it's being perceived in the Middle East by many or most Arab commentators. And also the Jews clearly have found this to be accurate. The fear, of course, is that this whole thing is going to escalate and that it's drawing into its mess other countries. Now, my Arab friends I have talked to feel that it won't escalate and it's going to die a natural death, and frankly that Hamas is going to be the victor, as Hezbollah was a victor 2 years ago. But this is not the perception which you find, for instance, in Europe. And the Europeans are becoming more and more disenfranchised and disappointed with the United States government, the current and the future one. They have asked Mr. Obama to stand up right now, and he has refused to do so. And so they feel that they have to do something. Listen to this article by Deutsche Welle on December 28th. First, it says that Hamas and Israel are making the same old mistakes all over again because the latest attacks won't solve anything. Unless there's a miracle, this is a perfect situation for a further escalation, which would have unforeseen consequences. Now, what is their solution? What is their proposal? What are they saying, reflecting thereby the majority view of the European countries, what should be done? Notice this. The world can no longer afford to sit back and watch. If international troops can be mobilized for the fight against terrorists and pirates, then the world should be able to do more in Palestine than simply pay lip service, at least in order to prevent the worst, if not to bring peace. And when they talk about the world, they mean Europe, because they know America is not going to do it. Angela Merkel, in her New Year's address, has said that Germany will do everything it takes, and which is within its power, to help bring peace to the region. Surprisingly, perhaps, Jesus Christ prophesied almost 2,000 years ago that this is exactly what is going to happen. He said, though, that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that its destruction has come near. He is talking about European armies which will invade the Middle East and the Holy Land in order to bring peace. They will probably have the term peacekeeping troops assessed to their action. But Jesus Christ says when that happens, a turmoil will break out in the Middle East, a war will engulf the world which we have never seen before. And other armies from other countries like Russia and China will get involved as well. What we are seeing right now, my friends, is a forerunner, perhaps, of what is going to happen very soon. And we see already the ideas which are being expressed in the European press that this is what needs to be done, because there doesn't seem to be any further solution. You need, my friends, to watch the Middle East and to watch the events which are taking place right there, but also keep watching Europe. Europe is destined to become a superpower, the world's greatest and biggest superpower, and it will get involved in these fights. But frankly, when it does, it is not going to be for peaceful purposes in the end. So thanks very much for watching, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.